Merry Christmas and welcome to another one of our little podcasts. Today is the Sunday in the octave of Christmas, where we recognize the Holy Family Sunday. It's a very unique Sunday within the Christian community, and it happens typically most years on the Sunday that follows Christmas Day. There are exceptions to that where it falls specifically on December 30th, but that's when December 30th comes before the Sunday within the octave of Christmas. But in this case, we have Holy Family Sunday today, and we're looking at the family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and seeing how that family is a family that represents the ultimate family that we all should strive to have as brothers and sisters in Christ, especially when we go home, whether we're children who are under parents, or whether we're parents above in a family, or whether we're grown beyond that. Just to recognize that the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph is the family that's supposed to be the role model for us, not the nuclear family or any other family outside of that. So with that in mind, let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Most loving Jesus, by your sublime and beautiful virtues of humility, obedience, poverty, modesty, charity, patience, and gentleness, you have blessed with peace and happiness the family which you chose on earth. In your mercy, look upon my family. For we belong to you. We have received many blessings from you over our many years and still entrust ourselves to your loving care. Look upon my family in your loving kindness and preserve us from danger. Give us help in time of need and grant us the grace to persevere to the end in imitation of your holy family, so that having revered you, and loved you faithfully on earth, we may praise you eternally in heaven. O Mary, dearest Mother, to your intercession we have recourse, knowing that your divine Son will hear your prayers. And glorious Patriarch Saint Joseph, help us by your most powerful prayers and offer them to Jesus through Mary's hands. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first reading for this particular holy day, this particular Sunday, is a reading from the book of Sirach. God set a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Whoever honors his father atones for sins and preserves himself from them. When he prays, he is heard. He stores up riches and reveres his mother. Whoever honors his father is gladdened by children, and when he prays, is heard. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life. He who obeys his father brings comfort to his mother. My son, take heed of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives. Even if his mind fails, be considerate of him. Revile him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will never be forgotten, firmly planted against the debt of your sins. A house is raised in justice to you. The word of the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. Blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord who walks in his ways. For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home, your children like olive plants around your table. Blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on, as God's chosen, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if one has a grievance against another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace which you were also called into one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, be subordinate to your husbands, as is proper in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and avoid any bitterness toward them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, so they may not become discouraged. The word of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Let the peace of Christ control your hearts, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod had died. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, Rise, take the child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. He rose, took the child and his mother, and went into the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in the town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene. The Gospel of the Lord. So here today we have some marvelous readings from the Word of God. And one of the things that is very surprising to most people is the message that comes from the book of Sirach. It's one of those things that because it's so easy to misunderstand, most people will reject that book out of hand, as many Protestants have, because it doesn't understand the line that says that he who honors their father will atone for their sin. And if you revere your mother, you store up riches. The point of view here and the perspective that we need to maintain in order to properly understand these words is simply this. If you live a holy and righteous life, if you are not rebellious to God, and you are doing good, you are, in effect, storing up treasures for yourselves in heaven, because your good works have some kind of merit. It's also a way of being able to repay or make payment for any damages caused by your being rebellious. So there's this twofold reason why we do good, even though it's not the good that saves us. It's not about salvation. It's about storing up treasure in heaven and righting what is wrong, doing the right things that we need to. We know this as Catholics because when we go to confession and we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. But we're also given a task, like be it a couple Hail Marys or Glory Bees, to make reparation. And the reparation is more of a reparation in a sense of us paying something so that we have some skin in the game. Whenever you offered a sacrifice in the Old Testament, it had to be something that was of value to you. You had to have paid something for that animal that got slaughtered. And that's the point here. It's about making that kind of payment. So that's the first thing that we need to understand. Because on this feast of Holy Family, an invitation is extended for us to see family as a unique beginning point, a foundation upon which the reality of love and virtuous living is to be lived and maintained. It's been said many times that the family is the building blocks of society. And we see that in our society nowadays and how we either treat family or not treat family. This book here, the Book of Sirach, recounts some traditional wisdom regarding relations between a parent and a child that, if taken to heart, would challenge us to live it in a society where the borders of family are changing constantly. In fact, how we take care of our elderly itself is a disgrace, because a lot of us just end up throwing them away in institutions that are just merely because we can't handle them anymore, nursing homes. Now, there is a point where, yes, that is probably better for most families, but you don't leave them there and never see them. They're still part of the family. You have a duty to your mother. You have a duty to your father, even in their old age. People who put them in a nursing home and don't see them, those are the problem kids, because they still need to feel like they have a place in society. They're not there waiting to die. I can tell you one of the most saddest things that I experienced during my time as a seminarian for the Diocese of Belleville came when I would do those visits to nursing homes. And I would hear from these elderly people in their 80s and 90s about how they don't get visitors anymore. Oh, they used to when they first got there, but they stopped coming because their kids' lives became more important than them and where they're at. And a lot of them end up getting to a point to where they just want to die. I can remember my grandmother in her later years wanted to die. It was her constant thing, leave me alone, let me die. And that's the saddest thing to hear from any person, especially if you truly do love them. There are many families where once an old age person, a mom or a dad, gets to the point to where they can't live on their own, they put them in a nursing home and they visit them about as much as they did when they were living on their own. And that's a sad testimony, if you will, on how we treat family. We should never forsake our elderly. We should never forsake those to whom we love. Because where is the honor for those who are in the final years of their lives, who die quietly and lonely in some kind of inner city apartment, suburban home for the elderly, or just a nursing home where they can be easily discarded while you go about your lives? I think we forget that they are people just like we are people in need of God's love. Sirach gives us a really good message, something we need to take to heart today. Because if we truly honor our Father, we will be gladdened by who we are. Because he who honors his Father is gladdened by children. You'll have children too. You'll have offspring. If you obey your mother, you'll comfort your mother in her old age. Take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives. Even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. Even when he has Alzheimer's, do not neglect him. Do not revile him. Do not discard him when he's not, like you, able to do his own thing. This is important for us to know. But it's also in this that we find the exhortation that we get from the Apostle Paul when he's writing to the Colossians, where he tells us to bear with one another and to be clothed with real mercy, a true heartfelt kind of mercy, a tender heart. To be kind and humble and meek and patient. These are the things that we need to have. The reason why is because the most important thing that we put on is the love that binds us together, the love of family, the love that true Christians have for one another, something that makes us perfect and Christ-like in every way. If we really understood that, we would see the directions that the Lord gives in the gospel reading today. Because the Lord gives guidance to Joseph to protect his own family from those that would destroy them. This is the meaning of the passages we find in Matthew's gospel when the angel appears and says, "Hey, Herod's looking to kill the boy. Take him, depart to Egypt." And he does. And then once he's been in Egypt a while and Herod dies, the angel says, "Go back home. It's time to return." So he brings Jesus back home, Jesus and Mary. And as he's coming, he finds out that somebody else, somebody that he doesn't care for, is in charge. So he goes to a different part of the land of Israel. He stays within Israel. He doesn't leave his home. He doesn't neglect it. He doesn't wander it away. But he goes to the place of Nazareth and make his home. This is the model that we find in the Holy Family, which is a model for us in this world, in this day, in this age. Guaranteed, there's something that we will struggle against where we won't want to protect our family because it's more convenient for us to just leave people behind and walk away. But this isn't the clothing that we're supposed to have. We're to dedicate ourselves to being grateful people, thankful people, letting the word of Christ dwell with us, dwell within us richly. How do we do that? By admonishing one another, singing to one another, encouraging one another, realizing that whatever we do, whether it's in what we say or in what we do it as representatives of Jesus Christ. Because it's then that we truly give thanks to God our Father through Christ. But we have to be aware of the practical message. It means not forgetting mom and dad in their old age. It also means doing your duties to one another, submitting where submitting is required, loving where love is required, and just not having any kind of animosity or bitterness or hatred or resentment stir up within us about the other. We are not complete unless we are with others in our family. And this goes for parents toward the children, and especially children toward the parents. It's very especially important that we understand this, because the children are asked to obey and do everything in the acceptable way that the Lord requires of them. And this is supposed to be done without the fathers being, or parents, in other words, being the kind of parents that would make them turn away from the faith. This is the important thing that we need to keep within our minds, within our hearts, as we go through today thinking about our families. We often find our families fragmented, fractured, and disintegrated because of choices that we've made throughout life. But we need to find that Christian way to go the extra mile and to rebuild our families with the grace of God that comes to us from the heavenly family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I think many of us would be very wise to pray for our families, especially when they've wandered away, especially when there's unsaved among them, individuals that have rejected the faith. But most importantly, when we don't treat each other like we're brothers and sisters. I know firsthand how horrible that is. And I would pray that you understand that you cannot get to heaven unless you truly show love for one another. Because it's in showing that love that you show the rightness, the fruit of repentance that has come about because of your baptismal confession of faith that you affirm every time you go to Mass and say the Creed. And most importantly, because when you understand family in that sense, you can truly understand how to relate to God, your Father, and be eternally blessed.